This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Wow, that scream almost sounded like it was like a Seminole fan or something.
Oh, whoa!
Oh,
wow, what you did there.
Man, plant a flag and everybody gets bent out of shape.
Yeah,
my goodness.
They did.
No, it is.
Yeah,
don't plant a flag unless you are planning to fight.
Uh-huh.
And that was the outcome of the Florida State game. Of course, the outcome on the scoreboard was well, the Gators just kind of slipped by them. They're squeaked by 31-11. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. I feel for the Seminole fans,
mm-hmm.
sort of.
Maybe.
I'm not,
a little bit.
No, I've never been a hater. I participate in the fun and frivolity.
Sure.
But, Gators beat them. Gators coming alive at the end of the season. Day late and a dollar short, but hey, better than continuing to suck. So we'll take what we can get.
What's that?
And the Buccaneers sucked. Just a little bit, and I mean a hair less than the Panthers. And you know the Panthers suck. What do they got, two wins? It took the Bucs overtime to win. But they won.
Wow.
26-23. So I think that even though they have, what, a 50-50 record, right? They are still the top of their division or tied with the Falcons, which they beat. So they actually are winning their division with a .500 record. Okay. Snow game. I love snow games. That's when you know it's holiday time.
That's true.
And Buffalo, man, it was coming down there. And they ended up beating San Francisco 35-10. So Buffalo's looking pretty darn good. Really, really good. But it is Buffalo. And you know what Bill stands for? Boy, I love losing Super Bowls. Yeah. Did I ever tell you, my friend Farmer John actually said that joke to me. I hadn't heard it before,
right?
Which is hard to believe, but I hadn't.
Yeah.
And he said it to me, and he's always joking. Anyway, always says a joke. And he says it to me, and I laugh.
Right.
And two tables behind us.
Oh, no.
The former quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, Jim Kelly, was sitting in there. He liked Hooters also.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the wings. He liked wings.
Yeah.
And owls,
yes.
But the vein in his head protruded. It was bulging out bigger than any veins of a chicken leg I ever encountered. That's for sure. It was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, he did not like that.
I can imagine.
And you look on the playing field, the quarterback's a little guy compared to the rest. Quarterback's a big guy compared to the average person.
Yes, it's all relative to where they're standing and who's around.
Yeah, he's a pretty solid guy.
Yeah.
It didn't kill us, so I was pretty happy about that.
That's a plus.
Yeah. It's not the first or last time that old Farmer John got me in trouble, but I can't tell all the stories at one time.
Yeah.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President-elect Donald Trump's pick to serve as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. So is he taking the place of the... she was second in charge. What? Wasn't she...
She,
the one that was in HHS.
Yeah. Levin? You talking?
Is that the... Right?
Yeah, the dude with the long hair. Needs to go on a diet.
Okay.
Levin?
I guess that's it. I can't keep track of them all.
I know. The other one was the bald one with the mustache and the lipstick.
The suitcase thief.
That's the one that got fired for breaking and stealing and luggage and stuff.
I'm just trying to keep them straight.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Anyway... So, how many people are going to be under him? 80,000, more than 80,000 employees at HHS. 80,000. What you can do with a team like that.
Oh, my goodness.
But will they be able to really make changes? What are the expectations? Now, look, this guy, his mantra is, you know, we're going to make America healthy again, MAHA. Mm-hmm. And I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, are Americans going to accept it? In other words, we all have knowledge, enough knowledge mm-hmm. to know that our eating and our behavior and stuff like that could definitely be improved upon. But yet, most people make very little real concerted effort or extended concerted effort, true. Right? If we're being honest.
True. We know what to do. We just don't do it.
So I'm wondering how much impact he can really have because, you know, people complain, and maybe justifiably so, that, hey, all doctors do today in modern medicine is they prescribe a pill, right. And it's generally used to treat symptoms, not get to the root of the issue. And I agree with that.
You can't cure everything or they've got no industry.
Well, see, that's one way to look at it. Or maybe if you've been a doctor for many years, you go, you know what? I've told people about exercise, about mm-hmm. food. I've tried to school them and all that. And they would rather just have a pill.
Oh, they don't sure, want absolutely.
To, they don't want to do what is necessary to get down into the depths of the root of their issues and their health problems. They don't mm-hmm. want to. They're not willing to put in the work. So, you know, it is a two-way street. You know, you can blame it all on the doctors, but the doctors' experiences through the years have been people don't conform to what you tell them to do to feel better.
Well, maybe if there could at least be some influence with, you know, FDA and the things that go in our foods in America, that kind of thing. If you could clean up a little bit of that, that would go a long way.
Good point. That's exactly right. And that way we at least know that if we're making a conscious decision to eat something that we know is not good for us, but we want to eat it anyway, that's one thing. But to eat something that's not good for us and also it have all kinds of, you know, inert ingredients that can be very harmful. I mean, the use of these food dyes and other things that we've allowed in our food when other countries, other nations, they don't allow it. And somehow the same food manufacturers are able to do business in all those other places. They make the necessary changes and they move forward. I mean, I think the big example was it like Fruit Loops in Canada versus here?
Yeah.
And the thing in Canada, they use one of a natural coloring thing based on fruits or vegetables. And then here we use, you know, all these dyes.
Mm-hmm. And all their little numbers.
And wouldn't you rather have, I mean, if we're having an honest conversation, I mean, a bowl of Fruit Loops is, you know, not really the healthiest thing anyway.
But it is tasty.
Very tasty.
It does scrape the roof of your mouth. You know, there's that.
Yeah. Yep.
But we ate them anyway and loved them.
Captain Crunch would do that, too.
Oh, it'd chew you right up.
Yep.
Yep.
But that's why you got to always, there's a constant, there's crispy level and sog level, and you have to go into crispy sog right in the middle. Mm-hmm. You have to find that middle ground and eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Then, and which also means starting to pour some new stuff in there, but not using the spoon on that side of it.
No, you got to
let it
sit.
Soak a little.
Absolutely.
And then you're doing the other. But then at the end, after about four bowls, oh my God, the sugar content of that milk, you are going to be amped, man. You're going to be bouncing off the. It's the greatest thing, isn't it?
But if you didn't do it right, the roof of your mouth is scarred for life.
That as well.
But it sure tasted good. And it's funny that we all know that routine, that we learned the hard way.
I remember
like it was yesterday.
My sister had kids. I'm like, don't feed them that sugary cereal crap.
Here,
she's like,
me.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. When you have kids, I'll remind you, too.
Yeah.
Mm. She was right.
Yeah.
We did better than some.
No.
But we could have done better.
Yeah.
It is 8:15. Good morning. Happy Monday. We're trying to make Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get a podcast. Just a click subscribe and you're in. It is that simple. Ton of stuff still to get to, including pardoning Hunter. Next on 97.3 The Sky.
Enemies within. Marxist Islamists.
6 weeknights.
There are people who want to fundamentally transform America. Who want open borders to fundamentally reshape the electorate.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Now, with Trump making all these appointments, man, maybe we could get like an ambassador gig.
Ooh.
Or maybe we could get that gig a little closer to home, Greg.
I like the title of ambassador. That sounds kind of nice.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It is, let's call it 8:20, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Stay warm, my friends. Happy Monday. We're making it great. We could be like a downtown ambassador in Gainesville. They actually have a program they recently started. Yep.
Hmm.
Gainesville doesn't have any more crime, and they fixed all their potholes.
Right.
They have dramatically dropped the taxes. And they've got GRU not losing money anymore. Everybody's happy.
Everybody has a home.
So, yep. So,
no homeless.
On the streets. Yeah. So now they have extra money and they can do like a little pet project. Hey, let's have people work as, quote unquote, ambassadors. Mm. Welcome to Gainesville. Yeah. This part's true. All the rest we told you, not quite there yet. Residents enjoying festivities in downtown Gainesville will soon see about a dozen ambassadors dressed in lime green shirts as part of a new program to assist them with questions. Oh, and to keep the city clean. Hmm.
Okay.
This official launch date is today. Hmm. And I was driving into town yesterday down University Avenue, and I spotted one of their new beautiful ambassador vehicles.
Yeah.
A four-door, full-size, what appeared to be a Ford F-150, I think.
Well, you got to carry five or six people with you as an ambassador?
Maybe part of an ambassadorship would be to help transport people from one area to another. I don't know. Maybe there's something that you will have to carry in the back.
Alligators or something?
I don't think that's in the job description. Okay. But they are supposed to help keep the city clean, so maybe you would have some trash.
Well, what I would appreciate, if they're really wanting to help out, clean things up, whenever there's a car accident in Gainesville and there are always remnants and parts that are left, they will sweep up part of it. The tow trucks do that. But you'll see a whole fender sitting on a street corner for a week and a half.
Oh, and a lot of times some of the glass and other debris will be.
So, ambassadors, get your little broom. You got your pickup truck now. Pick up the fender, throw it in the back of the truck. Let's sweep up so people don't get flat tires and it doesn't look bad.
It'll be interesting to see if that indeed gets taken care of. This could be very exciting for the city of Gainesville. That's what they want you to do. They want you to be excited when they're spending $3.1 million of tax money on this program.
Well, at least it's great. It's local tax money. It's being spent locally. The employees are local. The trucks are local.
No, sorry, I have to stop you there. It's actually a company they've contracted with that is based out of Kentucky.
So we're going to help the Kentucky economy.
It would appear.
With Gainesville taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, at least to some extent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gainesville City Commissioners back in August unanimously approved. Can you imagine that? Like nobody said, I'm not sure. We've got other priorities. Oh, no. They were all sold on it, apparently. $3.1 million contract for an ambassador program aimed at making downtown and part of the West University Avenue corridor more safe and inviting.
They can invite you to take a ride in their new pickup truck with four doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they're safe or not. But
commissioners entered into a contract with Block by Block, a Kentucky-based company that offers cities different services, such as cleaning, landscaping, safety and outreach, and hospitality.
Huh.
The Downtown Gainesville Ambassador Program will be operated by Block, 7 days a week, funded by the Gainesville Community Reinvestment Area and tax increment financing from the College Park University Heights Redevelopment Trust Fund. Is that part of redevelopment? I usually think of, I don't know, maybe helping maybe a shop owner to open its doors and help them to operate until they can produce a profit and deliver services to maybe locals. So, you know, they don't have to go too far for grocery shopping and stuff if they lack transportation because they're in a socioeconomic challenged area. Yeah, no, not so much. Clayton Ratledge, regional VP for Block by Block, said Gainesville will have 7 safety ambassadors, 2 cleaning ambassadors, and 1 outreach coordinator ambassador. Oh, I'd like to get that gig.
Oh, yeah, because it sounds like that one might pay more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds fancier.
So let's see. So 7 safety, 2, 9, 10, so 10 people. And the program is, what, $3.1 million, but I believe that is spread over 3 years. Yeah. Yeah, downtown is beautiful, said the guy who just got the contract. We would love to help clean the district and make it feel safer so people want to come downtown.
Well, because it's so convenient for parking as they keep closing off streets to make it places to walk around.
You think that might be a little bit bigger factor?
And then most places, now you got to download an app, and we know how much people love another app.
And they're all like, use the parking garages, which then that goes back to the safety issue because...
Yes. It's a great place to get mugged.
All right, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. I'm hoping one of their operations will be to help with the homeless population. You know, they're going to need a pickup truck because all these people carry more bags of stuff than they need. They can move them around. Maybe they can tout out the virtues of living somewhere else other than Gainesville, and they can help transport them. And they can come and clean up their mess. And just imagine how many people they could carry at one time in the back of one of those big trucks. Just hoping. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, look. Why don't they call it the Gainesville Concierge Service?
Oh, they give you directions. They'll even give you a ride there.
Exactly.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. Ambassadors in the program will be in a downtown zone, which will be split into 2 areas, West University Zone around Innovation District just east of the University of Florida campus. Okay. And their services consist of reporting any suspicious activity.
They're going to be busy.
I wonder if they're going to catch people watering their lawns on the wrong days.
Well, probably not in that area. Probably not.
Providing outreach to the homeless. What do you mean by what is outreach? We reached out to you. I extended my hand. But what? And once they saw the hand was empty, they weren't looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wonder what that means. Outreach to the homeless.
Okay. Is it supposed to replace some of what Grace Marketplace was supposed to do? Or
they still paying for that?
Did they gone? I don't know.
Informing them of available services. Now, that's not a bad idea. But you could probably also do that with flyers. Signs.
Yeah.
We
don't need new pickups for that.
They're going to provide walking escorts. So they won't even be using the shiny, pretty trucks all the time, I guess. And for those who may not feel safe... You know, that's what that walking escort is for.
Okay.
And they're like guardian angels.
Yeah. Oh, hey. They can, like, wear red berets and stuff.
And they're going to help pick up litter and clear weeds and remove stickers and graffiti. Okay.
I can't wait to see what downtown Gainesville is going to look like.
Yeah, it is going to be unbelievable.
I don't believe it.
It's hard to believe.
The unbelievable part.
Yeah. All right, we've got a lot more to talk about, including Florida Sheriff getting kicked upstairs. Big time gig for the DEA. Details on that up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Ceasefire in Lebanon.
Remarkable calm after what had been 14 months of war.
I think a lot of this has to do with the change administration's coming up.
The news that's trending.
I am concerned with all these nominees.
Well, I think she's compromised.
The news that's now.
The United States Lieutenant Colonel.
Don't let these allegations distract us. The Pentagon has been more focused on pronouns than they have lethality the past 4 years.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky. Clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. It's chilly. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's 8:34, and happy, happy Monday. We're trying to make it great. Some of your top stories, well, the top story, President Biden has pardoned his son, Hunter. Yes, and he explains it. It is interesting because the way he says that his son was targeted, it's almost as though Joe was defending Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, it was his son that was targeted. We'll get into that. Also, great weekend if you're a Gator fan, beating FSU 31-11. The Bucks beat the Panthers yesterday in overtime, 26-23. Jags lose again. I feel sorry for them, 23-20. College football, number two, Ohio State. The maize and blue beat them 13-10. It was a tight game, but, yeah, Ohio State folks are going to be licking their wounds from that one for a while. Last night, there was an NFL snow game. The Buffalo Bills defeated the San Francisco 49ers 35-10, and the snow is definitely out. And it's fun to watch the snow game from the comfort of your home.
Absolutely.
Although being there would probably be fun, too, as long as you are properly attired.
It's funny, though, because you can go back and you'll find pictures and video of people, like, literally, they've got their caps, their gloves, and they're literally covered in frost and snow. But they are gonna stay and watch that game.
And then you also have the families, like, bring a big blanket, and they're all, like, covered up.
Sure.
And then you'll also get some crazies that have, like, painted on their chest, and they're bare-chested out there. And those are the people that later are treated for walking pneumonia. But anyway, we move on. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriff Chad Chronister to lead the DEA. He's been with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office for over 32 years. He's received countless commendations and awards for keeping his community safe. Trump posted this on Truth Social. Proud graduate of the FBI National Academy, co-chairman of the Regional Domestic Security Task Force, member of the Florida Attorney General Statewide Council on Human Trafficking, et cetera. He definitely would appear to have the credentials necessary to take over that big, big job as DEA administrator.
But he's a little controversial, Bob.
Well, first of all, wait. Yeah. He's worked with Attorney General Pam Bondi in the past, and he'll be working with her again to secure the border, stop the flow of fentanyl and other illegal drugs. But yes, as you said, Greg, he also arrested a minister,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Rodney Howard Brown. Some folks like him, some folks don't.
He's a traveling kind of guy, isn't he?
He does a lot of stuff on the road, has a church in Tampa, and apparently during COVID. Now, they say that, because I remember the story. In fact, I looked it up just to kind of refresh my memory when his name came up. They did a lot of what they thought was proper to protect people who would be coming to the services. Now, this is during COVID, and some areas had some pretty strict things, no gatherings larger than 10 people, that kind of stuff. And apparently their office had been in touch with the church, but the pastor still invited people to come. And so I guess there were a couple of laws that, they, because of their ordinance during COVID, were broken. So I don't know. That's going to be a touchy point with a lot of folks who didn't like the crackdown during COVID, especially regarding churches.
Well, yeah, you could go to a big box store. You could go to a liquor store, but you couldn't go to your local sanctuary to gather.
Yeah, I guess they wanted, if they were going to be doing anything, again, limiting the number of people, how close were you sitting together? I mean, but we also remember a lot of crazy stuff from that time, so.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, do you brand that person with that sin, you know, forever?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one because, obviously, hindsight is 2020. It would be like, yeah, how bizarre that, you know, that you would force people not to be. To me, it's like part of being American is you definitely warn them of the risks. You say, hey, this is risky behavior.
Exactly. Yes.
We would rather you either not hold service or have a very small contingency or, you know.
But freedom of choice?
Yeah.
And you live with the consequences?
You live with the consequences. So, but it gets difficult. I'm going to bring whole family.
Right.
Even though we knew the kids were very, very resistant. I don't know. It's just, Are we going to, you know, is this guy not going to be good or?
Right. And he can be great for the job. But I'm just, I guess I throw that out there because there are going to be detractors who don't like him because of that.
And again, so. You have to look at what's the old Reagan rule. Or, you know, if you're 80%, yes, if they're 80%, right. You know, for it, and 80% they're a good pick, yes, you might not find the perfect pick. You got to take the other 20% with it or whatever the equation may be considered. That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
It is.
Because as a sheriff in Florida, you are like a constitutional officer.
Yes.
So you can administer, you have certain freedoms in the way you administer things.
Right. But you also have things you should.
You're held responsible for
or not, right? So.
Yeah. And,
I don't know. I'm not judging either way, because again, the whole hindsight thing, we look back on so many things. But at the same time, there were people dying with later versions of COVID that they were not. So it's not the same thing, but yeah.
Well, here's what we know for sure. Fentanyl has killed more Americans than anything else between the ages of 18 and 45 in America over the last 3 years. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. That's the stat. Number one. So can you have somebody who's going to be strong in the DEA along with strong border security being able to stop the flow? You're never going to stop the flow, but can you stop the vast majority of it? Can you make it much more difficult to get that poison, and that's what it is, that poison across the border? So, yeah, he might end up being a very good, mm-hmm, good pick for that job.
Yeah, I don't know him, so got no opinion there. So
yeah. And you also wonder, and I've said this before, yeah, what if you just, you know, decriminalize all the stuff, and then there's no money in it? What are the cartels, what do they live off of if it's not a big money maker? You can get it anywhere. You're like, you know, I wouldn't do that if I wouldn't eat that battery acid if I were you, but it's certainly available to you.
Right. And it's cheap now, so there you go.
Yeah.
Right.
So you sort of wonder, you go, well, I mean, it's almost like we create... I mean, the market's always going to be there. There's people who are going to be looking for an altered state of consciousness.
Sure, there is. Yeah.
So the market's going to be there, unfortunately. And then, so now how do we deal with it? Right now we're making millionaires and billionaires out of druggies, drug czars, not czars, but drug lords and cartels.
Yeah, agreed.
But it's not an easy one.
But as we also know, left to our own decisions, a lot of us are going to make the wrong ones, and that affects people around us, and that's where it becomes a problem, when your decision affects people around you.
Yeah, or that you made a decision based on the best information you had available, but unbeknownst to you, that pill that you took was not the pill you thought you had taken. So, yeah, it's definitely something needs to be done. This would be a step in the right direction. Is he the guy? I don't know that much about him.
Right.
But yeah, he did arrest a pastor, mm-hmm, because he was, and there was a,
oh yeah,
the pastor was trying to,
yes,
gain attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
I'll have to ask around, see what the folks around have.
The Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's talk to Peasant with a Pitchfork. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and everybody listening, I hope they all had a great Thanksgiving. And you're talking about this guy, this new Hillsborough County Sheriff,
mm-hmm,
and the DEA. Now, y'all remember, y'all old enough to remember that Nixon declared war on drugs in 1971. That's like 53 years ago. And more people are dying now from drugs than ever before. So, you know, Pam Bondi did went against the pill mills because opioids were killing 30,000 people a year. Now, fentanyl is killing almost 100,000 people a year. Alcohol kills 100,000 people a year. And it's like, people are going to kill themselves. It's like, we need to just, I think you even mentioned it, just legalize, just decriminalize everything and let people take themselves out of the gene pool, let the chips fall where they may, and innocent people won't be going to jail and getting their houses raided and all this stuff that goes along with that. And people are going to, the demand for drugs in this country is what's driving the cartels and making them rich. And we were only in Vietnam for how long? In Afghanistan, 20 mm-hmm years? This drug war has been going on for 53 years. Nothing has changed.
Well, look, the war on poverty. We're at about the same,
yep,
around 15 percentile. And we have the war on poverty and Lyndon Johnson and all that.
Not working out that well.
So, yeah. And if we've been doing the same thing over and over again and we haven't been successful at it, maybe it is time for a different, maybe somewhat even radical approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy for us to say now we're all old enough, we're past that age per se, hopefully, and so we're not in the experimental phase, and peer pressure still is real, it still is strong, and kids make mistakes. We hope they learn from them rather than die a result of that. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Monday is here, and we're just going to make the best of it. It's what we do. All right? You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
The Sean Hannity Show.
This country needs a course correction immediately.
Afternoons at 3.
Vulnerabilities like our border, an educational system that's a disgrace, a healthcare system that's falling apart. Get our fiscal house in order.
On News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Happy, happy Monday. We're trying to make the best of it. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy, and we are live in loco for sure. Monday, December 2nd. I just can't believe it. Here we are. Another new month, although it actually feels like December. So
yes, it does.
Yeah, a little bit of a change we've seen over the last few days. Okay, for a little while. I like it as a break. Don't need it to go on too long.
No. You left Michigan for a reason.
Joe! President Joe pardoning his son Hunter. Wait a second. I could have swore that same dude told me he was not going to pardon his son.
Multiple times.
Didn't he?
He did.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
He was not going to interfere. Let the law Department of do Justice. Its thing. Yeah, right.
Well, I don't get it. Why do you have to lie to begin with? I mean, of course. You're going to pardon your own kid. I don't care how much of a pain in the you know what and what a loser, crack smoking prostitute hanging out, whatever he is.
But other than that, he's a great kid.
Well, I'm just saying, it's his boy, man. I mean, I would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blessed that my kids, you know, appear to have turned out much better than that. But
would you lie multiple times ahead of it, knowing in your heart there's no way you're going to let him go to prison?
I'd say,
come on.
Look, I'm his dad. I think that some of these things deserve a serious look, but at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I think is best for my family.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is best. Yeah. Do I think it, you know, it'd be best served that he goes to prison? I think most, not all, most families would say no. Now, look, if you've got somebody that's, you know, violent issues, serious issues like that, you might actually be a parent and be like, some time away might be good.
Yeah.
But,
right.
So, you know, it's just, but why? Why do you have to lie to begin with? Really? Where that many people would go, oh, he says he might pardon his son. I'm not going to vote for him now. I mean, please.
No.
Really?
If you were going to vote for him, it doesn't matter what he would do based on what he has done, and you'd still vote for him.
Now, apparently, we brought this story up. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, who's been there for like, I don't know, over 30 years, and he's the sheriff, and he's gotten different awards and this and that. Well, he's going to be the head of the DEA if the Senate, you know, gives him a thumbs up on that. And but apparently, he was pretty heavy in the maybe in the lockdown thing, and apparently Dana Loesch was ripping him pretty good.
Yes,
I just saw a couple of bits and pieces from that, but. Yeah, she thinks, you know, this guy's, you know, part of the shadow government or the control government, the lockdown. So, I don't know what to say. I don't know much about him. I know he's, you know, decorated. I know he's got a FBI Academy training behind him and certainly been on the job for a long time in a large metropolitan area. So I know his duties are vast, but we know that he arrested one pastor, but you know, that's when these crackdowns were going on. I don't know.
It was a crazy time. We didn't know what we didn't know at the time.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to like go easy on anybody. No. I think we were all sort of scratching our head wondering what is this thing?
Yeah. Do we wear a mask? Do we not? Do we wear gloves? Oh, no, then they said don't wear gloves. But then they said wear multiple masks. I mean, the rules changed every day. And people were concerned about their business being shut down because it was not an essential business and needed to stay open. I mean.
And it's not like it was his rule, this Cronister guy. I mean, it wasn't his rule, the mandate that said, okay, liquor stores are open, but houses of worship are closed.
Right.
I mean, that's not his rule.
Right.
I'm not sure what the expectations are. Is he supposed to buck the system? Is he supposed to claim constitutionally we can't do that? And maybe that should have been the case. I don't know.
Right.
So I don't know what the expectations can be. I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, didn't get the jab, and they're probably very happy that they didn't.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of people that have had many jabs, and they keep going back for more. And
they keep getting sick.
Sick, yeah.
I mean, the Bidens, between he and his wife, they've had it several times.
Now, if this guy's the head of the DEA, if you can use that kind of, hey, he's law and order kind of guy, and that's what we need, especially when it comes to the fentanyl crossing the border, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to keep an open mind on this one. And
yeah, it's because we don't know everything about it, the details. So.
Right. We do know this, that a lot of the White House reporters apparently, and of course the vast majority are left of center anyway.
Sure.
But apparently they're already exhausted. Already.
He's not even in office yet.
Just with the thought of another term with Trump is exhausting them.
That's hilarious. Hey, maybe some of them won't have to worry about it if he, sends some of them home and replaces them with some non-biased media.
Apparently, Vanity Fair reached out to some of these folks in the press corps, and the article is, "Reporters brace for the frenzy of a second Trump White House."
Frenzy.
The correspondent, Peter Baker from New York Times, said, "Anybody who went through it the last time remembers how nonstop it was." Nonstop! I kind of like that.
As opposed to this, where how many press conferences in the last year with Joe Biden?
Where's Joe? Joe doesn't answer any questions?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the disappearing act. Yeah, if the media gets a little exhausted, a little tired, good for them. They have a job to do. And Trump's not afraid to answer questions. That should be a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, people should want this transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said it ends up kind of becoming all-consuming and taking over your life. It wears you down, he lamented. Really? Yeah. What a tough life, huh?
Yeah, having to follow the president around and ask questions.
Everybody's exhausted, and he hasn't even taken office yet. Oh, well, maybe you're already exhausted. I don't know. Trying to get answers? Possibly? I wonder how Corinne Jean-Pierre is going to handle this whole pardoning situation with President Biden. I'm going to have to watch her tap dance later on today for sure. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. We still got plenty coming up, though. In fact, we have another hour, 9 o'clock stretch, right around the corner. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, 97.3 The Sky.
Stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, national security advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.